215 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 188. When Lee came upstairs to report, Frank, rubbing his hands, met him and told him to go out and have a good time until 6 o'clock. When Lee returned, Frank changed the slip in the time clock, manifesting nervousness and taking a longer time than usual. When Frank went out of the front door of the factory that afternoon, he met a man named Gant, whom he had discharged a short time before. Frank looked frightened. Gant declared he wished to go upstairs and get some shoes he had left there, which permission Frank finally granted, stating that he thought they had been swept out. About an hour after this occurrence, Frank called up Lee over the telephone from his home, a thing he had never done before, and asked him if everything was all right at the factory. Lee found the double inner doors locked, which he had never found that way before. Subsequently, when Lee was arrested and Frank was requested by the detectives to go in and talk to him and find out what he knew, Lee testified that Frank dropped his head and stated, "If you keep that up, we will both go to hell." On Sunday morning, the police officers telephoned Frank that the girl's body had been discovered and that they were coming to take him to the undertaker's where it was. When they came, he was very nervous and trembled, and at the undertaker's showed a disinclination to look at the body and did not go into the room where it lay, but turned away at the door. Another female employed at the factory swore that at the time when the state contended Mary Fagan and Frank were in the metal room, she was in Frank's office, and he was absent, although he had declared he had not left the office at all during that time. One witness swore that on Monday morning, he found 6 or 7 strands of hair in the lathe which he worked, and which were not there on Friday. Several witnesses testified that the hair was like that of Mary Fagan, although Dr. Harris, comparing Mary Fagan's hair with that on the lathe, found differences. 2 W. W. Rogers, Post, P-192, 3 Montine Stover, Post, P-197, 4 R. P. Barrett, Post, P-107,